Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for our devotion again. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and remember to watch this devotion. Rejoice and be glad in it. We've got this wonderful imagery in the Bible about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. Bible calls him the Good Shepherd, you know, the shepherd that doesn't let us down, the shepherd that looks for his sheep, that cares for his sheep, looks for them when they go missing. But we don't hear anything about what kind of sheep these are, what kind of sheep we are to our Good Shepherd. We aren't always good sheep. And let's look at what it takes to be good sheep. If we look at John 10 today, chapter 10, verse 1 to 5, we'll see the Good Shepherd and his sheep. And Jesus is talking here and he says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." So what can we learn from this passage about good sheep? Well, firstly, good sheep listen to his voice. Good sheep know the voice of their master and they listen to it. Secondly, good sheep know their names. Jesus calls them each one by name. He knows each one of his sheep. So each one of his sheep know their names. They know who they are to their good shepherd. They know who they are as sheep to their good shepherd. Thirdly, good sheep follow their leader. They know his voice and so they follow him. They don't just sit there and think, "Oh, okay, there goes my shepherd." No, they listen to his voice and they follow him. Fourth, good sheep know their shepherd. They know who he is. They know his voice and they follow him because they know who he is. When they hear the voice of a stranger, they don't follow him, they run away, because they know that that is definitely not their shepherd. And the only reason they can know who is not their shepherd is knowing who their shepherd is, who their true shepherd is. And if we want to be good sheep, we need to know our shepherd, we need to listen to his voice, we need to follow him, we need to know who we are in him. We need to know him and be able to run away from fake shepherds, shepherds that are trying to lead us astray. If we want to be good sheep, we need to learn to listen to the good shepherd. You see, if we want to be good sheep, we need to know him. And the only way to know Christ is by reading his word, spending time with him, knowing who he is, spending time with him in prayer, knowing what his promises are to us, knowing who we are in him, sinners saved by his grace, knowing his love for us. If we want to be good sheep, we need to know him. If we want to be good sheep, we also need to turn away or recognize fake shepherds and turn away from them. I think about all the fake prophets and apostles and big names in the church that we have today that are leading sheep astray. Those are not being good sheep because they do not know their masters. And because they do not know who their shepherd is, who their master is, they will follow the voice of any shepherd, the thief and the robber who jumps over the wall, not Christ who comes through the gate as the good shepherd. So, let's make an effort to be good sheep to our good shepherd. Let's make an effort to know him, to listen to his voice, to follow him in example, indeed, in his plans, in his will, and to turn away from fake shepherds, but to just keep our sights on the good shepherd. Let's be good sheep. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word to us this morning. Thank you that you are the good shepherd. Thank you that you've never let us down, that you're never going to jump over the fence, but you're always going to come through the gate. Thank you that if one of us goes astray, you come looking for us. Thank you that you've never let us down, that you are the best shepherd. You are the good shepherd. And Father, I pray that you'll help us to be good sheep to you, that you'll forgive us where we've been rebellious sheep, where we've been lying sheep, where we've been naughty sheep. I pray that you forgive us and help us to be good sheep to you. Thank you that you are a shepherd. Thank you that you promised to be with us and to look after us till the end of the age. We give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen.